Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm always so excited as if it was the first day being here on WDCX Radio. What a blessing to be able to sit in this chair every week and talk to you about Jesus and about how we need to keep our eyes on Him alone and how we need to take care of our temporary earth suit, our temporary mobile home, as I like to call it. We are so blessed today, you guys, to have been woken up this morning by God. He woke us up this morning for a divine purpose, as I say every week here, to know Him and let Him be known and to glorify and honor Him. And, you know, I know that in New York, at least, we got some bad news yesterday. You know, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what we can do to take action in the situation we're in. Yes, we all need to get back to work. We all feel that way. But I don't want to spend an hour of my show talking about that and focusing on the negatives of all of that. I want to talk about what we can do to be proactive about it and how we can glorify God in the midst of it and how we should be praying every single day about everything. And so I'm excited about our show today. But before I get into that, I want to say a couple things. Number one, you know, I just want to say how grateful I am for the programming at WDCX Radio. Yesterday, I was listening to Neil's show, and boy, do we need to laugh or what? I mean, he was talking about Oreo cookies and, you know, the pandemic foods that we have, and I'm talking about avoiding the quarantine 15 and boosting our immune system. But he was hilarious yesterday. I mean, I literally was choking on my kale listening to Neil yesterday. We need that laughter. It's so important. And, you know, my daughter Raquel, she's just keeps us laughing in our house. It's been like 60 days that my family has all been together under one roof, and I'm so grateful for that. Raquel is a comedian, and I appreciate that laughter. We need it. Also, we need to listen to worship music. I'm telling you, I turned on the news, and I was like, okay, I don't want to listen to that. And then I turned back to WDCX Radio, and I listened to the worship music that was played on the Breakfast Blend. And I don't know how Zach knows this, but every single song was my favorite. It's just, you know, yes, we need to be plugged into the news, but we also need that time to just listen to worship music and to listen to God's word. And really, I have had so many patients talk about the fact that they are feeling anxious. And, you know, we need to have that time to get into God's word and to listen to worship music. So I really appreciated listening to the Breakfast Blend, as I do every morning here on WDCX HD2 and HD1. I want to remind you that Anne-Marie and I have our four-week Avoid the Quarantine 15 class coming up. Of course, I've been doing regular segments on AM Buffalo about how you can avoid what I call the quarantine 15 pounds, but our dietary habits matter, okay? So not only am I offering those Zoom fitness classes, which are for free, you can join in anytime by emailing me and I'll send you the invite, but we are starting our four-week Zoom Avoid the Quarantine 15 healthy eating class this week. And we have a lot of people registered. We're really excited about that. And it is in the middle of the day, but everybody has to take a lunch hour, right? So make sure you go to robbieraw.com and check that out. I know we had several requests to have it at 11, and then now we've had requests to have it at 12, so I think we're going to stay with the 12 o'clock lunch hour. Also, I want to remind you about ProCoach, which is my world-class, worldwide program where you can get all of my motivation updates and me daily on your phone or device, no matter where you are in Canada or in the U.S. And so many people have taken advantage of that and have gotten incredible results from it. Just having that daily accountability and daily motivation as well. Don't forget about our new podcast. Carrie Spring and I are doing a new podcast kicking off the first week in June called Real Raw Truth, about mind, body, soul, spirit. And of course, you know, Carrie Cardinelli and I are on pause right now with our show because of her pregnancy and all of that going on. So continue to pray for Carrie Cardinelli. But I'm really excited about this new podcast that Carrie Spring, who is also a friend of Carrie Cardinelli's. We were talking about doing this podcast together, all three of us. And so you know, but Carrie's taking a break right now, Carrie's Cardinelli. And so anyway, that kicks off. My daughter did an amazing illustration. Check that out. I posted it on social media. All right. So listen, I am so excited about today's show. There are a lot of people concerned about this extended pause. I mean, we've been concerned anyway. We know we need to go back to work. We know that this pause is, you know, hurting us, hurting our economy, strangling our economy, and everybody wants to go back to work. We can and we should be doing some very important things right now, whether you're working or whether you're not working. We're going to hear from Katie Weeple. She is one of the co-founders of Turning Tides Financial. She's helped us unbelievably. So when we come back, we're going to be talking with her. And I want to tell you about Catalyst Fitness. Amy called in with this wonderful message. You'll hear it right now. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon, very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic Offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their 3 convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices. Hey, this is Robbie. You know, I love coloring my hair. And if you color your hair but hate all of those chemicals used to do it, I have some great news for you. Pure Organic Salon at the Fountain Wellness Center is who you need to call. Their products are free from aerosol, GMOs, gluten, ammonia, sodium chloride, and sulfate, even plastics, and the list goes on and on. Your hair will maintain its natural protein and moisture balance while achieving amazing color like mine without harsh chemicals for a healthier head of hair from the inside out. Other products include organic skincare products, nail care, and a toxic-free cosmetic line. For more information, call 716-796-7339.
Hi, it's Ravi Ra. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
Hi, my name is Lois, and I've lost 100 pounds under Robbie's care. I tried for so long on my own before to lose weight and get healthy. I was working out and eating healthy, or so I thought. I began to consider doing the keto diet when I saw a Facebook post of Robbie's promotion for her nutritional DNA test. So I called Robbie and went in to have the test done. On October 30th of last year, I met with Robbie to review the results, which were extensive. The key details were that I have a gluten intolerance and my body responds best to a balanced diet. Robbie sat with me and explained all the results, set me up on a detox plan, and provided me with meal ideas and recipes. I started November 1st of 2018 and have lost almost 100 pounds since then. I honestly believe that the nutritional DNA test is what made the difference.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And I want to mention later on in the show, we'll be talking with a COVID-19 survivor and also the wife of a COVID-19 survivor. And it's all wonderful stuff because they just glorify God in the midst of it all. And that's what we need to be doing, just keeping our eyes on Jesus. We also, as I said earlier, need to take action in this extended pause that we're here, we're in New York State and in many other areas I know as well. Some places are opening up, some places not, but I know many of us are feeling like we need to get back to work, right? We just have to get back to work. But in the midst of it, we need to stay educated and take action. We have a responsibility to be informed and also to take action and seek expert help with our financial situation right now. And there is no one that I would recommend other than Turning Tides Financial. Katie, one of the co-owners of Turning Tide Financial, is joining us right now. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Robbie. Thank you so much for having us today.
Well, thank you again for joining us, Katie. And once again, I say this every single time when I interview you, but once again, this week, I called you and I said, hey, this is going on and this is going on and this is going on. And you gave me like three things to do. I did them. And everything got rectified. It was like, and yesterday you spent an hour talking with my daughter, who's going to be a doctor tomorrow, officially. And, you know, it's just, you have been such a blessing, Katie. I said to Jeff yesterday, I don't know what we would have done had you not crossed our path and given us the advice you've given us during this time. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Robbie, and thank you for that. And congratulations to Chanel. It's very well deserved, and hard work paid off. So very, very excited for her and for you guys. So, yeah, it's, you know, money gives us anxiety in normal situations. It, you know, at least it does for me, and I believe most people. And then when we have, you know, such unprecedented times like now, it's even tenfold, right?
Yes.
And I have to go back and you know, I suffered with anxiety for years and, you know, many things, and it taught me a lot. But I always come back to that my God's not a God of confusion, and he's not a God of anxiety.
Right.
And I have to put that aside, and I have to say, do the best with what he's given me. And that's what I help my clients do. So we do money coaching, and our goal is to help you make the best decisions you can in your situation with the, you know, the opportunities that you have and with your money. And the nice part about that is, you know, I do have an MBA. I am a small business owner. I get it. You know, I walk the walk with you as far as, you know, being shut down. It's a big deal. And so, you know, and I have a marketing background, so I can take those things and mesh them together and really help small business owners figure out, you know, not only the money stuff, but also, you know, what can we do with your business right now, right, that will have an impact you know, down the line, and not just short term, but long term as well.
Amen. And, you know, you are offering our listeners a free consultation as well, which is unbelievable. I've been telling everybody that, you know, the fact of the matter is the things that you have told Jeff and I, there is no way I could have possibly known. I mean, I'm doing research all the time, and there's no way I could have possibly known what you have told us to do or advised us to do over the past 60 days. And I'm so grateful for that. Even the things that Chanel at the dinner table yesterday was telling me, she was telling us, you know, the things you advised her to do. And I said to you this morning, and I mean this, Chanel, her complete demeanor changed when she got off the phone with you yesterday. It was like all of her stress just went right away. You know, I mean, obviously she's coming out of med school with some loans, but yep. You know, you just have a way, Katie, of making people feel comfortable to share their information, but also you, without even looking at anything, you're like, okay, well, this was just released and this is available for you and this just came out and you need, you know, you should do this and call that. It's like you're just a walking dictionary of what we need to know and do now. And I love that about you. Well,
thank you. And I pray every time I meet with someone, I'm like, all right, Lord, give me the words and the wisdom. What is it, what you need them to hear? What, you know, what is it that you need me to say? So, you know, I credit it all to him, but and, you know, it comes with years of experience and knowing, you know, I can take, you know, of course, everything's confidential 100%, but I can take scenarios where we've learned from other things in the past and implement those, you know, that could help you as well. So it's a nice combination to be able to take the small business aspect of it and the money aspect of it, but it's about having a plan. And it's about taking the time, you know, because it's uncomfortable sometimes to talk about money with someone that's not your spouse or your immediate family, right?
Right.
And so it's about knowing that it's going to be okay and that we'll find a way and that we'll do it together, but it's having a plan. And we may not have all the answers to make everything perfect today, but if we know where we want to go and we're working towards that together, it takes that anxiety and that weight off your shoulders.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. We're going to go to our advertisers. And when we come back, I know there's a couple things I want to ask you about. Number one, you know, people obviously have been asking me about their, you know, if you talk to people about their 401ks or their IRAs or their retirement or their, you know, the state of affairs right now, what business owners can do. There's so much information that you have. So I want you to have an opportunity to answer a couple of those questions when we come back. Can you hang on?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. You guys, we're talking with Katie Weeple. She is one of the co-owners with Julianne Lipo of Turning Tides Financial. And I'm telling you, they have been lifesavers for my husband and I through this entire process and before, you know, the ceiling started falling. or I should say the sky. I was looking at Chicken Little the other day. So, you know, here's the thing. You need to be informed and you need to make some changes. You need to take some action and you need to be aware of what's available for us right now in this time. As I said, we all want to get back to work. We all need to get back to work. But we need to do something about the fact that we can't right now. And that's what we're talking about. Later on in the show, we'll be talking about COVID-19 and a blessing that has come out of it for a survivor and a survivor's wife as well. And I want to tell you now about Turning Tides Financial. You can hear the commercial right now, and we'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, this is Robbie. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. You need Donna Littlefield. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. Contact Donna Littlefield for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com. Contact her today and get your home sold. Hey friends, you hear me talk about PowerShot Greens Superfood. Listen, it's a synergistic green formula of 100% organic concentrated nutrient-dense alkaline superfoods, a valuable source of natural occurring phytonutrients, chlorophyll, live enzymes, and bioavailable vitamins and minerals. PowerShot aims to help boost metabolism, energy, and stamina, assist with mineral replacement, and provide optimal support for the body's system. It's so bioavailable and easily absorbed. I want you to check out PowerShot Greens Superfood. Go to RobbieRaw.com. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw. You know, over the years, I have met so many of you who are in Canada or in other states of the U.S. who want my expertise as a nutritionist and a nurse for your health, fitness, weight management, and nutrition, but you can't come and see me live. Well, now I have the opportunity to give you all of my expertise, my tools, my motivation, behavior changes, and everything from A to Z on your mobile phone or device daily through a world-class, worldwide virtual mobile program called ProCoach. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. We need to have peace. We need to be informed. And we do need to take responsibility and hey, faith without works is dead. You know, we honestly need to make sure that we take action at times like this. That's why it's so important. And that's why I'm having Katie on a regular basis here from Turning Tides Financial. She is a wealth of information. So, Katie, thank you again for joining us. It's going to be, month after month that we need to talk because there's changes going on constantly, isn't there?
There's a lot of changes going on, and they're consistent. It's, you know, and all of the changes that are new for this year are going to be different next year. So we want to keep everyone informed and with the best information possible for making good decisions.
And I encourage people to go to TurningTidesFinancial.com, but also to your Facebook page where you're constantly posting updates and information. So tell our listeners what they need to know today.
So, I mean, my biggest message today is, you know, give yourself the space and the time and the permission to sit down and have that phone call. Call us. We won't charge you if you say you're calling from WDCX. We'll have a conversation about where you are and talk about how we can help you. Help yourself so we can help you and make that call, because there's a lot of misinformation out there right now, especially on the small business end. There's also a lot of information out there for, you know, if you really need money and a desperate situation, you can pull from retirement, but that is really complicated and have a lot of short-term and long-term effects that we need to discuss before making that decision. So I just, you know, I implore people to give yourself a little bit of space and a little bit of time. Let's have that conversation so we're making the best decisions possible for you in your situation. But, you know, the biggest, you know, misinformation I've been hearing lately is that with the SBA loans, Mm-hmm. So a lot of small businesses, you know, you hear on the news, but, you know, they were gone in a, you know, a day, or they were gone in a week. And, that, you know, some of the bigger banks are saying, nope, we're not taking any more applications. And that may be true for the bigger banks, but there's still programs out there. There's still SBA loans available. And there's different types for different types of companies. And depending on what you want to do, and a small business loan may not be right for you. Unemployment may be better. And that, even though it was a very frustrating experience, we can get through it. I can help you with that. We can get through it together. So it's about having the conversation, figuring out where you are and what we can do to help you. You know, I was on a Facebook group the other day and just watching, you know, a lot of small businesses talk about their struggles they're going through. And I was surprised to see that the general consensus was, I can't get an SBA loan because I'm a solo employer, or I can't get an SBA loan because the banks are out of money. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. It's just simply not true. They are available. You just need to know who to call and where to get it and how it works and how to fill out the application. And so that's what we're here for you. We're here to help you go through those steps to get what you need for your family and for your business.
Well, and I can attest to that, because as a small business owner myself, I had been told by two different experts, by two different business owners, that I could not get the SBA loan. And, you know, so I sat on it for like a month, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, even though I had heard that small business owners that were sole proprietors did get it. Long story short, you sent me the information. I applied. Boom. I got it. It literally within 2 days. And, you know, it's, I think that there's so much misinformation, not only on social media, but just people talking and things that there's a lot of misinformation, and it's changing day to day. So we can and we should seek professional help. I mean, it's the same thing if you're ill. Do you, you know, search the internet for answers, or do you talk to your friend and get advice? Maybe, but that you go to an expert, which is the doctor, right? So it just, I actually talked to a business owner this past week that said, I cannot apply for that loan because I don't qualify for it. And I said, you're a business owner. Yes, you do qualify. Here's Katie's name. Here's so-and-so's name at the bank. Give them a call. Get it done. And they did. So
perfect. Awesome. And then that's what we're here for, is to help others. And you don't know what you don't know until you know, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I know people, you know, there's so much going on with Social Security right now and retirement and the stimulus checks and anything else. I mean, all of that information is important, but we need to get the right information, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it can be frustrating, like not knowing where to turn or not getting the deposit from the stimulus check that you were expecting, or, you know, dealing with unemployment is a test in and of itself. But you know, but having someone come alongside and help you walk through that, I think, is invaluable. And because, we've done it so many times with so many others, for us, it's just it's systematic for us. We know how to work the system, and it's to find what works for you. And, you know, SBA loan or unemployment, there's still other things, too. There's other things we can do, and there's other things we can look at to kind of help with this transition period, because I don't think, you know, life will go back to normal, right? But is it going to be the same normal that it was in January and February? We don't know. So we need to prepare for those things, and we need to make sure that our family is starting off on a solid foundation, and that our businesses are going to start off on a solid foundation, and we know the direction that we're going to go in.
Absolutely. You know, I love your tagline, live your life, plan your future. You have to plan, and knowledge is power. The other thing that I know you recommend, Katie, is that, you know, at this time, there are people without paychecks and we have you, but to call your creditors, right?
Absolutely. So, and call, make the phone calls. I can't say how important getting on the phone is. And it's not anything to be ashamed of. You know, I had a few people say, well, I can't do that, and, you know, that's just not like me. But those programs are there for everybody, and take advantage of those. Like, you paid into these systems, and you paid into these insurances, and that's what they're there for. You know, even doctors and physicians who make good money, you know, have programs and assistance and things that are coming alongside. That's actually a really big field that's getting impacted by this COVID. And there's a lot of physicians and primary care doctors that are, you know, either laid off or temporary on pause. So there's programs and things that we can do, but call your car insurance company, call your credit card companies, call your mortgage company, you know, ask them, you know, what programs are available. And, you know, surprisingly, I think these companies and everything has come together very quickly and very nicely. If you think of like history and how long it takes for programs to happen, like COVID hit so fast and these companies came in and said, okay, you know, for example, like Allstate Insurance, that we're going to, you know, give back to our, you know, our members, and the mortgage companies were right on it. Like, I'm amazed at how much there is out there for to help people. And if you think back in like 2008, when we had the whole credit crisis, like we didn't have these programs, right, as much as we do today. So I feel very fortunate, very thankful that there are options out there. It's just getting out there and getting them. But as far as insurances goes, you can, you know, waive your payments for a couple months. We can, you know, look at, you know, if we have to, we can delay student loan payments. We can delay loan payments, credit card payments. And they can't, with the new regulation and the CARES Act, they can't charge interest for those periods of time. So we have to look at, you know, does that negatively impact you or positively impact you? And for a lot of people, there's not that huge negative to do that.
Absolutely. I got, actually, on Thursday, I got a letter from my primary saying that the insurance companies were waiving the copay. Several insurance companies were waiving the copay, and I was like, wow. I mean, it's just interesting how much is out there. But unless we know, and especially when it comes to our finances, I really encourage our listeners to give you a call at Turning Tides Financial. Katie, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you've done, not just for Jeff and I, but for Chanel as well. You know, she's graduating this weekend and feels so good because she knows that she's going to be okay. And not just be okay, but, you know, to thrive.
She's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had so many people say, well, Robbie, I don't have, you know, the money to, I don't have money to worry about going to a financial advisor. And I'm like, well, that's why you need to go, right?
We have to figure out why you don't have money, and we need to fix that. But yes,
exactly.
You know, you don't have to have money to invest or have big accounts. But, you know, I treat everyone the same if you have $500 or $5 million anywhere in between. So, you know, it's just taking the action and taking the time to do that. And we can give you that value add. That's, you know, what I pride myself on. And there's so many blessings out there. And I think every one of the, you know, people that I get to work with you and any client that I get to talk to, that's a blessing to me. You know, the insurance companies waiving the copays, those are blessings. Like, yes. let's accept the blessings.
Yes, absolutely. Katie, thank you for offering our listeners a free over the phone consultation. Is that what you call it?
Yep. So we call it a strategy session because
okay.
We're going to strategize where you are and where you need to be.
Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you what you're doing for my family. And we'll keep you on every month because things are changing as we're talking right now, I know. And where can people reach you, Katie and Julianne?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at turningtidesfinancial.com. There is a little pink button right next to our pictures. You can schedule a phone call right on our calendars. Or you can call us at 716-800-4290. Again, that's 716-800-4290. And definitely check out our Facebook page because we do post things almost daily as soon as they come out.
I love it. Thank you for all you do. And I am praying for you guys. I know you've been working a lot of hours and
yeah.
You know, you're just amazing. You amaze me, girl. All right, Katie, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks again, okay?
Thank you, Robbie. Have a blessed weekend.
Thanks for keeping us updated. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. So, so much valuable information from Turning Tides Financial. Give them a call. Let them know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth, and you'll get that free strategy session over the phone. You don't need to go in. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to two friends of mine. One of them, her and her husband had COVID-19, and the other one, her husband had COVID-19. And we will find out how they got through it when we come back. Listen, I want to tell you about Notaro Chiropractic. There are so many things that you need to do to boost your immune system, to stay healthy, and I talk about it on a regular basis, not only here at WDCX Radio, but on AM Buffalo every week as well. And Notaro Chiropractic is in the mix. When it comes to being proactive about your health, you need to go to the chiropractor, and they are open. Check them out. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Robbie. Has an accident left you in pain? Were you injured on the job? Do you suffer from chronic pain or a spinal condition? Notaro Chiropractic offices offer chiropractic and massage services at their three convenient locations, Wheatfield, Grand Island, and East Amherst. Licensed acupuncturist Amy Fu is located in Wheatfield. Licensed acupuncturist Robbie Butler is located in Grand Island, as well as licensed acupuncturist Adam Waldhorn. Accepting most insurances, call 688-8815 to start feeling your best with the help of Notaro Chiropractic Offices.
Hi, everyone. This is Amy Buemi from Catalyst Fitness. Several weeks ago, we had to temporarily close our doors because of this unprecedented pandemic. Buffalo is our home, and we know that many of you are hurting, whether you're unemployed, taking care of loved ones, or battling an illness. We want you to know that you are in our thoughts and prayers. While we know that it is important for social distancing at this time, please don't forget to stay connected. It's important for your overall health. If you have a relationship with one of our personal trainers or any of our staff members at Catalyst Fitness, I encourage you to please reach out to them. They would love to hear from you. We also have some great in-home workouts posted on our website to help keep you healthy and fit. Just visit our website at catalystfitnessbuffalo.com. We can't wait to see all of you again soon. Very soon, I hope, at one of our 7 locations. Until then, stay healthy, Western New York. We miss you.
Hi, this is Robbie, and you know, the Fountain Wellness Center is a comprehensive wellness center, a beacon of the resources for our community, is a collection of small businesses who emphasize individualized care and promote growth in all aspects of life. They know that you are the most important part of your health care. Each provider and expert within the Fountain practices with this as a foundational belief and aims to help you on your journey to health. The Fountain is the home of Pure Organic Salon, Massage Therapy and Holy Yoga, Raw Truth Integrative Health, Essential Oil Consultations, Co-Era Physical Therapy, Birthing by Design, Holistic Well Women Care, an infrared sauna, group exercise, nutrition, cooking, and community classes, and so much more. Check out the Fountain Wellness Center in Williamsville, New York on Sheridan Drive.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, God gave us all different DNA, and we can't change that DNA. We can change the way the DNA express themselves through our dietary habits and our lifestyle. And I'm telling you what, we test 92 gene SNPs at The Raw Truth so that you can have a blueprint for your body in terms of fitness and food to find out what your body is going to respond best to. Set up your appointment at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. I've now lost 89 pounds making healthy food choices with the Detox and Raw Truth Recharge classes. I've been a marathon runner for 14 years. However, I found that I can run and still be fat. Robbie taught me that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. I encourage everyone who wants to make healthy food choices and increase their energy to come to a Raw Truth Recharge class or pick up the Raw Truth Recharge book. For more information, go to RobbieRaw.com, click on the Nutrition/DNA tab at the top of the page.
Hi, this is Robbie Raw. You know, at Raw Truth Integrative Health, we see patients daily with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, inflammation, pain, gut issues, and we'd love to help you on your journey to health. Anne Marie and I see people on a
private or semi-private consultations. We also offer group classes for weight management and health issues as well. So whatever your goal is, come and see us at Raw Truth Integrative Health. Go to RobbieRaw.com or RawTruthHealth.com for more information and email Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And you know, this show is about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, stress management, all of that. And you know that I've been talking about for weeks on ways that we can boost our immune system and that we can stay healthy and not only prevent but reverse disease and help ourselves to avoid COVID-19. And also, when you get it, make sure that you get well. There is so much that we can do, you guys. I've been talking about it on AM Buffalo. I've been talking about it here. But we also need to be still and know that He is God, and prayer is so important. So this morning, I wanted to talk to two individuals who have been friends of mine. They've been in my classes, and one of them, her and her husband had COVID-19, and also my other friend, her husband came down with it. And so I love the fact that they are glorifying God and keeping their eyes on Jesus instead of all of the negativity that's going on. So good morning, Amy. Is it Putz? Am I saying your last name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you use your maiden name too in there. And also Nicole Lanthers, thank you so much for joining us, you guys, this morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm sorry?
I said thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. I can hardly hear you for some reason. First of all, I just want to say, that I'm so grateful to God, Amy, that you and your husband Dave are okay, and Nicole, that your husband Carrie, your husband?
Yes.
Are okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because mm-hmm. I know with what you guys went through was critical. I know that it was scary, and I just want to praise God through it. But Amy, let's start with you. Tell me what happened with you and Dave.
Well, a couple of the beginning of April, our daughter came home and had a slight fever, and we just thought maybe it was seasonal allergies. So I called her doctor, and she said, treat it like COVID because of the fever. They just wanted us to be safe. And then a couple of days later, Dave came down with it. And then later that same day, I did. Just feeling really, really tired and achy and just really just bad. Like, just could tell something was definitely wrong. And then we called our doctors, and they said, treat it like COVID, even though they can't test us unless we're really, really bad. And then it was 8 days in for Dave and I that I ended up going to the hospital having some trouble breathing. So it was a scary time because we didn't know really what was going on. Our doctors couldn't tell us for sure whether or not it was COVID or not. So the whole time we were kind of wondering, is it really COVID? Is it not? And it ended up being. And I went to a Catholic hospital. So when I walked into my room, I had a cross on the wall, and I was just reassured knowing that God was watching over me and taking care of me, and had wonderful staff at the hospital, but had some really scary points too.
Well, and let me just say that you are a person who exercises. You've gone through my classes, my fitness classes, my healthy eating program, and a while back, but you've taken pretty good care of yourself. So for you to say, I was having trouble breathing, first of all, what did that feel like?
Well, it was Easter Sunday. I actually woke up and thought, wow, I'm starting to feel better. I took a shower and I got out and I was just getting dressed, and all of a sudden I noticed that I was having some trouble breathing, and it kind of felt like an anxiety attack when you can only breathe with the top half of your lungs. So I sat down and relaxed myself, thinking maybe I was just having like an anxiety attack or something. I never had one before, so I was kind of not sure, but it wasn't getting any better. So I called my doctor, and she said, yeah, go to the hospital and have them evaluate you. And as soon as I got to the hospital, they did my pulse ox. They put me right back into a emergency care room, and they were admitting me. They said there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So,
and I remember seeing on social media from, I think it was your sister that posted, Amy, that you were in critical condition with COVID-19. And I was like, what? My gosh.
Yeah.
So
critical condition, it was bilateral pneumonia is what they diagnosed me with.
Wow. Wow. So, and now what happened with your husband?
Well, he drove me to the hospital that day that on Easter. He wanted to be home for our daughter for Easter. So he went, he drove me in his very sick and weak condition because he was just as sick and just as weak as I was and probably should have stayed with me. But he came home to be with our daughter, and he, the next day, called his doctor just complaining that he was having a little trouble breathing himself. And they said, nope, go right to the hospital. Being that I was diagnosed, confirmed with the COVID, they wanted him to be evaluated as well. So he went in, and he actually, his was only one side. I am not quite sure the terminology, but he, his pneumonia wasn't quite as progressed as mine, but still pneumonia nonetheless. And he was then admitted and treated as well.
So now I know that you have such a strong faith, but even going through what you went through, you know, caused your faith to even be deeper, right?
Absolutely. Before, I kind of felt like I went through the motions of what I thought a good Christian should do. And I had one night where I had a fever of 103.5, and I kind of thought that it was my time, and I thought that I was going to pass away. So wow. I called my nurse, and I emailed my pastor, and because it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I knew my husband was hopefully sleeping down the hall, and I wrote my memoirs to them in an email and just let them know I love them. Oh, and I thought that I was going to pass away. So I just hit the button for my nurse because I thought I don't want to do this alone. Mm-hmm. So she came in and held my hand, and sorry, I get a little choked up about it, but It was just, an angel that came in. It wasn't my nurse. It was actually another nurse. Mine was on break at the time. But she came in and held my hand and just told me that everything was going to be okay and that they have this. So I knew God was renewing me at that point and helping me to know that everything was going to be okay and that I was going to get through it.
Oh, my gosh. This is the second time in 2 days you're making me cry, by the way. When we had our Zoom call yesterday, I was crying. We all were all crying.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go to our commercials. But when we come back, Nicole also played a part in
Huge.
The prayers for you. And mm-hmm. and it's just miraculous what transpired. So I want, can you guys hold on for a sec?
Yeah.
All right. All right, you guys, listen, we're going to go to our commercials right now, but I just want to have you hang on because this is an inspiring story. Both Amy and her husband, Dave, obviously made it through what was a very critical condition with COVID-19. And Nicole's got another inspiring story about her husband, Carrie, who came down with COVID. So don't go anywhere. Listen, I want to tell you about Balanced Body Foods. Ashley was on here a couple weeks ago. They are doing tremendous things for our community in giving food and so much. They're obviously, you know, concerned about their businesses as well. And we just need to keep all of our business, our small businesses and large businesses in prayer because they need it. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Put a healthy meal on the table without a trip to the grocery store at Balanced Body Foods. If you're too busy to cook or don't know where to start, simplify your life with Balanced Body. Balanced Body Foods is a fresh food meal prep service with a constantly changing menu for the ultimate in delicious, flavorful, nutritionally balanced meals. Order your next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at balancedbodyfoods.com or stop into their Hurdle Avenue or Transit Road in Williamsville locations. You can even save 10% with promo code WNY10. That's right. Rite. Save 10% off your order. All you have to do is use promo code WNY10 when you visit balancedbodyfoods.com. Start today. Fuel your body with flavorful food that complements your lifestyle and goals. Discover your balance today at Balanced Body Foods. In the choice between taste and nutrition, choose both at Balanced Body Foods.
No two snowflakes are alike. No two fingerprints are the same. That's the way it should be when it comes to your financial portfolio. Turning Tides Financial has a personalized wealth management approach. Each client has different needs that require unique, customized attention. At Turning Tides Financial, services offered include retirement planning, divorced financial strategies, and personalized financial management. Set up your appointment today at the Orchard Park or Amherst office by calling 716-800-4290 or log into turningtidesfinancial.com. Turning Tides Financial. Live your life, plan your future. Securities offered through LPL Financial Member, FINRA SIPC. As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. Hi, it's Robbie Raw. I want to tell you about the Kingdom Business Bureau. The Kingdom Business Bureau is a directory of businesses that strive to honor the Lord in everything we do, consistent with biblical principles. If you are a large or small business in Canada or the U.S. and want to be part of the directory, email us at kingdombusinessbureau@gmail.com. If you're looking for a business that strives to honor the Lord, go to kingdombusinessbureau.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certification. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com today.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And you know that my desire, my heart's desire, is to give you hope in everything that's going on, but also to keep you informed and not talk about, you know, things that will cause more anxiety. I love the message that Nicole and Amy, who obviously, as we've been saying, Amy and her husband Dave were in critical condition going through COVID-19. Amy, I know that you said that, you know, one of the things that came to your mind is what you had learned from my nutrition program in helping to keep healthy when you were in the hospital, right?
Absolutely. So I was having trouble eating because swallowing was a little bit difficult just with everything going on and the medications I think that I was on. But I had at one moment, I looked at the menu for what I was going to eat, and I said, what would Robbie eat? What would Robbie suggest that I have? And I got some chicken broth, and I got some fruit and some cooked vegetables. It's what they had available. So I just knew that getting some good nutrition into my body was important too. So I definitely had a lot of your great words coming through my head because you've been such an inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm so, it was a God thing that our paths crossed, obviously, for such a time as this. But also, Nicole, tell me how Nicole played a part in praying for you, and then we'll get to Nicole's story quickly.
Definitely. So the morning after my fever, I had known that God was helping me, pull my strength to be able to live and the will to live and everything. So I actually knew about Nicole because she had posted about her story and how she used so many wonderful Bible verses to get her through the time of praying for her husband. And so I reached out to her on Facebook Messenger and just said, hey, can you give me some advice of what's to come? And she's like, can I call you? So she called me and she prayed over me. And I sobbed for probably a good half an hour with her on the phone. Just her prayers, her words just touched me to the point where I was able to let go of so many of the walls I was holding up. And, you know, the self-righteous that I could do this on my own. I just knew then that God was in complete control. And it just gave me a renewed faith just to know that, she was such an inspiration to me, and I knew God had sent her to me to just have those words pour over me and just help me through that time. So thank you, Nicole. Thank you for just being an amazing, godly woman. And I aspire to be like both you and Robbie in the sense of your faith and just working God's will every single day. So thank you both.
Well, we love you, Amy. And, God places people in our paths. And I know that you've been an inspiration for so many, too. So we only have a few more minutes here, but I'm so grateful to God. Thank you, Jesus, that you guys made it through, Amy and Dave, and that you're here to talk about it and glorify him in the process. Mm-hmm. And Nicole, tell us about your husband, Carrie.
So Carrie, well, first I want to say, like, when people say thank you, I always say, don't thank me, thank God.
Yes, amen.
I always, like, you know, because he's so, like, obviously so good through all of this. And, but my husband, Carrie, we had found out, like a few days before my husband had started showing symptoms, that a very good friend of ours had tested positive, and he was in ICU in an induced coma. And that was the person who we most likely were infected by. So, which we didn't know. So, I had already had fear set in me. Mm. And when my husband started showing symptoms, I already knew he lost his taste and smell. And right away, that was a Tuesday. And right away, I just tried to give him, like Amy said, just nutritional things, supplements, all of the above. Mm-hmm. But by Friday, I had to call 911 and because his lips were blue, and he had to be taken by ambulance to Camera Mercy.
Wow.
So, my husband is a volunteer fireman on where we live, and my two younger brothers are as well. And if I could just paint this visual picture, it was very emotional because my brothers couldn't even come in, and I was just sobbing because my husband had to go by himself, and I just, you know, everything was just so overwhelming. When he was taken, you know, and it's just like my brothers are just, you know, we were just like looking at each other, just like we just didn't even know what to do. It's like a bad movie, basically. Oh. So when my husband had left, I actually just fell to my knees and just cried out to the Lord for, I like, just protection over myself and our younger daughter that was here. I actually just went to him so raw, basically, so honest. And when I fell to my knees, I just felt this overwhelming sense of peace and comfort that just like swept over me. And it was almost like God was saying, this is where I want you. This is where, you know, just prayer, you know, just praying, coming before me.
At the end of yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so, go ahead.
Oh, so my husband had actually had bilateral pneumonia as well. He had tested positive for COVID-19. He had the double pneumonia. So long story short, the following day, he still wasn't feeling well. And I had seen on Facebook one of our close friends was actually at Kemmerer Mercy walking around the building praying and said, if you have any prayer requests, please send them to me. And I reached out to her right away and I said, oh my goodness, Carrie's there right now. Mm. And she was, Nicole, she is the reason why I'm here. And I didn't even tell her.
Oh, wow.
It was just like God was just showing up everywhere.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Nicole, yeah. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry we're out of time. We're going to have you guys on again to check in with you and also Amy and Dave. We praise God that you guys are okay. Obviously, God does hear our prayers is the message here. And we have to have faith over fear, right? Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us. And we will check in with you again, praising God that you guys are okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So listen, you guys, have a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember to keep your eyes on Jesus. Be still and know he's God. Regarding your finances, regarding your health, he is in control. Stay away from all of that other stuff. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. We'll see you right back here next week. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.